Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Help wanted.
I'm calling in all my friends, relatives, anybody who's willing to work.
Pressuring vaccine makers.
The Biden administration supports waiving pharmaceutical patents.
Desperation grows in India.
I don't have anything left right now in me.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The pendulum swings in the pandemic. Millions lost work at the start of it. Now some employers looking to get back on their feet are struggling to find workers. CBS's David Begno says it's an issue in beach towns that are looking to bounce back and welcome back vacationers.
Welcome to the beautiful Cape Cod. Roughly 2 million people visit every summer. Businesses typically hire between 15 and 20,000 extra workers, but this year, finding enough staff is becoming a real problem.
We're going to be more efficient.
David Colombo has three restaurants, one that boasts the best lobster roll in New England.
What are you applying for?
Colombo says he needs to find about 40 more workers.
This year, you have to entice them a little more.
What are you willing to pay a little bit more?
I wish not to say that because they may be listening.
Tourism is a nearly $7 billion business in Cape May County, which is in New Jersey. Chamber of Commerce President Vicky Clark says a backlog of temporary J-1 students visas are adding to the problem.
That program did not happen last year because of COVID. There is a huge backlog of visa applications this year. Not all embassies around the world have opened up, and so students are having a very difficult time getting their visa appointments.
Two newly released studies indicate the Pfizer vaccine is effective at guarding against severe disease caused by two coronavirus variants, and Moderna says its booster shot showed similar results against a pair of variants. CBS's Stephen Portnoy tells us the Biden administration says when it comes to COVID vaccines, it will not stand with the big drug companies in a global fight to protect their intellectual property.
The move has the U.S. joining India, South Africa, and other countries that have urged the World Trade Organization to lift patent protections on COVID vaccines. A number of congressional Democrats leaned on the administration to do this, saying it would put people ahead of profits. The pharmaceutical industry has resisted the calls for drug makers to share their vaccine technology.
Now to Georgia, CBS's Mark Strassman says in much of rural America, the COVID vaccine is a hard sell.
At David and Katie's Amish store, the ice cream's popular, unlike the COVID vaccine.
Your choice is your choice. My choice is that I'm not going to get it.
Nearly 90% of voters in rural Banks County voted Trump. Its vaccination rate, 4%, among Georgia's lowest. Governor Brian Kemp.
A lot of that's white Republicans, quite honestly.
Immunologist Amber Schmidtke has tracked Georgia's pandemic since day one.
The death rate for rural counties has been more than twice that of the Atlanta metro.
Is there anyone who could change your mind?
No. Maybe later on down the road, maybe.
Mark Strassman, CBS News. Banks County, Georgia.
The virus is spreading faster in India than anywhere else in the world. CBS's Chris Livesay in New Delhi has the latest.
Short of breath, desperate for oxygen and a bed. But here at the Mulchan Private Hospital, there are none left. So they send her away. Dr. Nabil Rahman runs this emergency room. He says they resorted to purchasing their own oxygen privately at exorbitantly high prices.
Patients come to hospital because they're seriously sick. They need ventilator support.
School teachers ordered to oversee voting stations were among the biggest victims. Some 700 died of COVID. One of the surviving teachers is the mother of Shad Hassan, now on life support.
I'm watching patients collapsing. in front of my eyes.
Hassan says he'll never forgive the government for putting her life at risk.
At this time of crisis, how can you be so stupid?
Writing in the Washington Post, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says history is watching as she stands on the brink of losing her House leadership post. She says GOP leaders have to escape from former President Trump's cult of personality, as she called it. Mr. Trump backs her removal. California's recall election battle is heating up. CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us one of the leading Republicans who wants to oust Governor Gavin Newsom has had a big TV moment on Fox News.
I need to find solutions to be able to turn this state around.
In her first TV interview since officially launching her campaign, Republican Caitlyn Jenner took on the current California governor's response to the pandemic.
Gavin Newsom on this issue has been absolutely horrible. He's used it as a political tool in this state to shut it down, to control people.
The Olympic gold medalist and transgender TV star is one of at least a dozen candidates in the recall election. Newsom has fired back and defended his handling of the pandemic.
California lays claim to the lowest positivity rate in America. Now is not the time to waste hundreds of millions of dollars on a recall effort that is nothing more than a partisan power grab.
So far, the majority of Californians agree. A recent poll found 56% of them wouldn't vote to remove the governor.
The South Carolina House has voted to add firing squad to the state's execution methods. The measure now goes to the governor, who has said he will sign it. South Carolina, which last executed an inmate 10 years ago, will be the fourth state to allow it. It's one of nine to still have the electric chair. Well, a federal judge has tossed out the CDC's nationwide moratorium on evictions. But CBS's Peter King says any action is on hold because the court fight is not over.
Proponents say the eviction ban is still necessary because many people are still under the threat of being thrown out of rented homes or facing foreclosure. But opponents, including realtors, successfully argue that the pandemic also created a crisis for mom-and-pop property owners. The National Association of Realtors president says rental assistance is a better idea. The Justice Department says it'll appeal.
Two elderly Asian women were stabbed as they waited for a bus in San Francisco. They're now in the hospital. A local man is under arrest. Police are trying to determine if the attack was racially motivated. There's a new analysis on terror plots in this country last year.
The counterterrorism report obtained by CBS News shows the number of terrorist cases disrupted by the FBI was up last year despite the pandemic. And while recent testimony from the Attorney General and senior FBI officials put the focus squarely on domestic violent extremism, the threat persists from foreign terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Catherine Herridge, CBS News, Washington.
Baseball's third no-hitter of the young season, tossed by Baltimore lefty John Means.
First pitch swinging, line drive, he's done it. John Means has no-hit the Mariners, and the Orioles mob him.
The call on the Mariners network, a 6-0 win for the Orioles over Seattle. It's the first solo pitcher no-hitter for the team since Jim Palmer back in 1969. There's a big birthday today, one of baseball's all-time greats who thrilled crowds in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. The man known as the Say Hey Kid has turned 90.
Say hey, say who, say Willie.
Willie Mays broke into the big leagues in 1951, part of the first group of African-American players.
He could hit, he could run, he had a great arm.
Barry Bloom is a veteran sports writer. Mays had power.
Here's the pitch to Willie. Swung on, hit deep to left. That one is way back.
His 660 home runs remained sixth on the all-time list, but his defensive skills were just as great.
Willie Mays just brought this crowd to its feet with a catch, which must have been an optical illusion.
In 1979, in his first year of eligibility, Willie Mays was elected to the Hall of Fame. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.